Yeah, all right.
Oh, who is that fox and lady?
It's Coco Love.
Coco Love.
Sent from up above.
That's my lady. She's so sexy, so sweet, so fine.
Oh, she is so fine.
Chocolate, yeah. Give it to me, baby. It's your boy, She Will Love. I've been waiting, I ain't seen you in a long, long time. Your body looking all tasty and chocolatey, yeah. I love it. Give it to me, baby. The Chronicles.
I wanna jam, baby.
Talk to me, baby, talk to me. That sexy little voice of y'all's. Let me get some R&B, some soul to move my body. Yeah.
Coco Love.
Chronicles.
WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for checking me out. I'm so glad to be here. It's a rainy Thursday, but you know what? The show must go on. Steph Nasty, the homie, will be in the building, and we're going to get the show warmed up with some Kanye. And I'm, first of all, must give a shout out to Kanye West's penis. Yes. Last week, it hit the net, his beautiful chocolate penis. And shout out to all the ladies who appreciated that. Not to say that we don't see penis all the time, or that we haven't been blessed and fortunate enough to see nice penis, but this was a nice one. And I was already a fan, so now it's even more. So we're going to open up the show with, of course, some Kanye. Good music. This is Monster. So keep it locked to WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Keep it locked.
Until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Chumma monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, you can just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants.
The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, dude. Man, who you going, yeah? Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus sh-. Arguing with my older tip, acting like I owe a sh-. I heard the beat, the same raps that get a track pain. Bought the chain that always give me back pain. Flicked off my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot looking for these doors, love my accent. She came up to me and said, this the number two dial. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. Miss that goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Damn easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do Ross and new now. Then you motherfucker really, really need to cool out. Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the beast in her sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruise her esophagus. Head of the class and she just want a scholarship. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is a present, kiss my ass. Gossip, you can just stop it. Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see you pee your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you pee your pants at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see you pee your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you pee your pants.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stomp you, stop your silly nonsense. Nonsense, none of you are in nowhere to swamp this. None of you are in, you've seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear fiends scream in my dreams. Murder, murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these ziggins I made millionaires, milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fakes off with no fangs, trying to draw blood from my ice cold veins. I smell a massacre, seems to be the only way to back you.
Gossip, digging, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a mother, make a monster. I'ma need to see you see your hands at the concert. I'ma need to see you see your hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I got it. Everybody know I'm a mother, make a monster. I'ma need to see you see your hands at the concert. I'ma need to see you see your hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster, with a bad jib that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucker monster do. He a dresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crew. And I'm all up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't noticed. Cause my money ain't.
So let me get this straight. Wait, I'm the rookie, but my features and my shows 10 times your pay. 50K for a verse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall that my Barbie's gotta claim it. Hotter than the Middle East and claim it. Find it, Tony my Tarandotti, wine it. Nicki, you on the biddies when I sign it. Got these niggas so one track minded. But really, I don't give a F. You hey, forget Barbie. Up Nicki, she's fake. She on a diet, but her pockets eating cheesecake. And I'll say, boy, the Chucky is Charles play. Just killed another career, it's a mild day. Besides, yay, they can't stand besides May. I think me, you, and Ian should menage Friday.
Pink wig, thick fat, give them whiplash. I think big, get cash, make them blink fast. Now look at what you just saw, this is what you live for. I'm a motherfucker monster!
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for checking me out. That was Kanye West featuring Ricky Ross, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is on fire. And, you know, I might have spoken about her before, about me not being able to get her. But I realize I don't have to get her. She is an artist out here to provide us with entertainment, and she is doing just that. People are talking about her every single day, so she's achieving a lot of things that many people haven't been able to as far as a buzz is concerned. So shout out to Nicki Minaj. She has a song with Eminem called Roman's Revenge, and she's supposedly getting that Little Kim and some other unnamed female rappers. But according to her, okay, this was released yesterday or the day before, it's not going at Little Kim. Okay, Ma. If you gonna come hard at somebody, you need to come hard. Come with it. Ed them or dap them. You understand what I'm saying? You don't need to be all, oh no, I'm not going at Little Kim. Yeah, you are, Ma. But it's all good. Pink Friday comes out this month, along with Kanye West's album. I'm so looking forward to Kanye West. He's been releasing music every week, as promised, as well as beautiful pictures of his penis. Anyway, so elections were this week, midterm elections. A lot of people were upset because Republicans have taken over once again, and a lot of people didn't get out to vote. This is not something new. People do not go out to vote because a lot of times people think that the system has failed them. A lot of people haven't seen many results, anything happen since Obama's been in office. So a lot of people have felt defeated and they don't know what to do. Well, New York has a new governor. Thank goodness Palladino did not make it. So shout out to Andrew Cuomo. And shout out to Jimmy McMillan also. Rent is too damn high. Yes, indeed it is. My rent went up 4%. I mean, I know that's probably like the standard, but damn. I can't even stay there after next year. It'll be over than what I can afford. So I can't pay that much money living in the Bronx. I'm sorry. You're going to have a Starbucks or something on the corner if you want me to stay there. But, you know, rent is too damn high. He didn't win, but he gave a good fight. So shout out to him and to Charles Barron, the Freedom Party. I was working the other day on a political show on Sirius, and I sat in on a conservative show, and then I worked on a liberal show. Now, when you aren't in the know and you aren't aware of what's going on around you, you are in a bubble. So because I sat in the conservative show, it opened my eyes to see that people really don't want us, quote unquote us, to get out and vote. They hope that we do stay home and sit on our hands and don't make any changes. And this is just something that I noticed when I was sitting on the conservative show. They may not say things outright and blatant, but it's all in the subtext. It's all there. You just have to pay attention and open your mind to what's really around you and stop living in this supposed bubble. So that's my politics talk. All right. We're going to get right back into some more music, some more love talk. And I really want to play this song. And it's a quick left from the Kanye West. But I love this song. I love this artist. I think she's incredibly dope. And I can't wait till her new album comes out. And this is none other than Jasmine Sullivan. Latest single, 10 Seconds. It's really just a good ass song, and I do want to get into what something that happened to me this week. And so keep it locked to WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Keep it locked.
From your baby, but you really crossed the line. You know I ain't mad for nothing. I call my mama, she go to my cousins, and they ain't never liked you from the beginning. So listen, I'm giving you only 10 seconds to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Baby, we get it.
You're listening to the smooth seductress of WBMB, Miss Coco Love.
WBMB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for checking us out. That was Jasmine Sullivan with 10 Seconds. Love that. All right. Steph Nasty's in the building.
Okay, okay, okay.
Friend, family of the show.
I like that.
Yes. I was listening to an interview we did last year. That's it was actually a year ago.
Yeah, I kept it. I still have it.
I was honestly, I was surprised that it was still on my site, but then I realized I did buy.
Right.
I do pay for my podcast, yeah. Now, so everything is pretty much there. So I was listening to it. So we weren't really.
Like it?
It was good, but you know what? We're not going to talk too much about last year because a lot has happened.
It's crazy
since then. But you know, for those that aren't familiar with you,
right?
Just give us a little bit of background.
My little small background is. I am a producer, songwriter. I am a visionary, a creative person, and an all-around good guy. I've worked with a lot of people in this business, and I've been taking a lot of risks lately, and they're paying off. God bless, you know, stepping outside the box.
What kind of risk have you been taking?
I've been recording records as a featured artist on my own songs, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
It's paying off, you know, and it's really cool because... You know how they say that the definition of his insanity is like you do the same thing and you want something new to happen. Well, I started doing new things, and it's just really crazy to see how my world around me just changes, how people around me change, how new doors are opened up. You know, it's exciting time for myself. You know, so,
that's good. Yeah. You have some interesting singles out, and I wanted to touch on the singles. You have the Beamer Benz and Bentley mix that you did. You did the Loving You No More.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, as far as the legal aspect of that,
right.
Can you even do that? Because I know that you had the Loving You No More single
right.
on the radio.
Yeah.
So do you think that you would come into any trouble doing
that? Nah, as long as I don't go trying to sell the records, like actually on iTunes or press up CDs. Mm-hmm. Like if I have to do that, if I want to do, or even if I wanted to collect like performance royalties from BMI, if I do that, then for example, if I wanted to register with BMI, try and collect performance royalties, I'd have to get it cleared as like a sample or a cover.
Okay.
And I'd have to go through whoever the person who owns the copyright, you know, if I wanted to sell it, the same thing, I'd have to get clearance from the label of the song. So as long as I'm not trying to make money off of it, it's, you know, it's mostly exposure.
And that's what the old mixtapes used to be. You know, you
right.
used to get the mixtapes
yeah.
and it would always be on somebody's beat or some
right.
something different to get people's mouths wet. You know.
Pause.
You know what? You know what? We ain't gonna do a whole bunch of that pausing.
Word.
All right.
Nah, all right. But you know what? The idea for me, it really came from 50 Cent, you know, and Diddy. Like, those are two inspirations to me, like big inspirations. And I see how 50, he came from a major label situation and having some moderate exposure, and then losing the situation and having to rebrand himself and recreate himself. And he really took other people's beats and made them hotter, so to speak, than what they were. And that was a good way for him to get himself out there. Another one is Diddy, like with his remixes in the 90s. Like, to me, I grew up on the whole Bad Boy sound, you know what I'm saying? And I've always said that as a producer, so I like the way he would reinvent a record. And for me, I don't just take like a song and give myself a verse. I recreate the whole record, you know what I'm saying?
You
The lyrics and everything, the melody, the lyrics, I just keep maybe the beat and the hook, but even that I'll rearrange or add music to it. So
I did notice that you made a new video. That's something
yeah,
different.
Yeah, that was, to me, that was like really, it's special because it's like, I didn't have to do it because technically it's not my record, but I invested into myself, I invested into my craft, and I took it to the next level by saying, you know what, I'm going to kick it up a notch, I'm going to do a video. So it was exciting, man. Like, it's really good to have a vision and really go forward with it, you know?
And how has the buzz been? I know that you're like, you're on Angela Yee's show.
Angela
Every
Yee.
Day I see you tweeting about
Power
some new interview.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So everybody is really accepting it, and they're like really feeling it and saying like,
well,
dude's got it.
I think for the most part, at first people were kind of skeptical because, you know, the whole producer artist thing, like, oh, what are you doing? You're trying to do too much, or, you know, how credible is he? But I think as time goes on, and this is my third remix now because I did also Find Your Love.
Okay.
And I did a remix to that, and it's like people see that I'm dedicated and they see that I give my all each time. So they can't really... You can knock the perception of it, but you can't knock the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you listen to...
Yeah, do you sleep? Because you're always up when I'm up, and
not
I'm
much.
Pretty much up late.
I go to sleep like 5, wake up at like 10 or
wow.
8. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't sleep much. I'm always working on my craft. And you can knock the fact, oh, he's a producer, and he's trying to sing, or he's a producer, he's trying to be an artist. But, yo, you can't match my work. Most of these people out here that might try to knock me or try to discredit me, it's like, yo, you cannot in no way possible knock my work ethic or the quality of content that I'm putting out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the quality, I don't mean to, you know, pat my back, you know what I'm saying, or toot my horn, but yo, the quality of work I'm putting out is impressive. Not for nothing.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to get into Beamer, Benz, and Bentley, the Steph Nasty
R&B remix.
R&B remix, all right?
Featuring so, the commission.
Everybody, keep it locked to WBNB 87.9 The Biz.
Yeah.
Beamer, Benz, or Bentley.
Step.
I'm like a Beamer, Benz, or Bentley.
Come
yeah. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley.
Let's get
on. Well, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm so damn smooth.
Okay.
With a swag like mine, me and a short can't lose.
Yeah.
You know my game tight, I could bag the Mulan rules.
Yeah.
And bring them back to the crib for
yeah.
one on two
yeah.
or one on three. I'm going in like a Mr. Marcus scene. This ain't new to me. See, I was banging out back. Stand laying down keys on tracks back when they call me Oliver Reed. Now the rain is all around, I don't know the name Steph Nasty. I paid the cost to be a boss. If you hate me, you can suck my D. In the building, still making a killing. We work with the best of them. So cool left the rest of them. Cisco to Trey Songz and Lil Eddie. To Jay Holiday, Gordon Jameson, Clark Kelly. Commission on deck, Caesar got next. We going undisputed, we demand some respect. And if you ain't familiar now, then who's Steph?
But don't approach the bangers unless you come away to check.
Steph Buggy the bangers, Steph Buggy the bangers, Steph Buggy the bangers.
Beat bangers make you famous, yeah.
Steph Buggy the bangers, Steph Buggy the bangers, Steph Buggy the bangers.
Deep bangers make you famous, yeah.
I'm fly, I'm fresh, I'm Biggie in his prime. I'm Tupac on Machiavelli with no plans of dying. And shit, if I do, lay me down next to my dude in the same graveyard as my father. I make sure all my songs hit the streets and crack the pavement. And give my royalties to my mom and my nephew Jalen. But I'm ahead of myself, I'm talking life after death when I ain't ready to die. Yo, I'm ready to fly. So any beat that you got and I'm killing that. You let your girl hear my songs and I bet she feeling that. You leave her alone with me and I might be stealing that. When she gone, she gone, yeah. All producers listen, if you got heat then send it out to the commission. If it's hot then we will kill it. And for all the sexy ladies, let's listen to this remix. Call me, yeah.
This one's for the blogs.
This one's for the blogs.
Yeah, yeah. This one's for the people.
This one's for the people.
The lovers of good music.
Good music.
Yeah,
yeah.
Beat bangers.
Beat bangers.
The commission.
The commission.
Already.
Already.
We yeah.
Nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
What you mean I ain't call you? I hit you when I landed. I'm waiting in my hotel room. Seems like we're arguing more and it's getting less romantic. Yeah. I think she'll be able to tell soon. But I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you like no one has ever, ever made you feel. I mean, it's part of our relationship's amazing still. I might just put up with the arguing and stay for real. You looking bad, girl, for goodness sakes. You with all those curves and me without no breaks. Ooh, I'm willing to work it out however long it takes. You feel like you miss those happy days. Well, girl, that makes two of us. Our time is wrong. Your friends always tying up every line on your phone. Yeah, but tell them bitches that you'll always be my missus. And the hardest part about the fucking business is minding your own. And every time I try and break it off, we just yell until we're tired, then I break you off. It's useless all this fighting, let's get past it now. Even when I throw them deuces, you just end up back around.
Your wrists and fingers glisten, ice cold like Michigan. Hey, look at what we living in, here we go with this again. I just keep on talking, but I guess that you ain't listening. Rather run around with them nothing air bitches then. Go on, got me high, smoking like a chimney. We used to be best friends, now it seems we finna be enemies. Deep inside is killing me, but soon it's gonna be killing you. To see her in that two-seater, no, that's gonna hurt your feelings, boo. Ah-ha, didn't you think you would be over me by now? So you go sleeping with them clowns, they are no relief. She spoke her piece, I know capisce. So love must be let go, release into the wind. Begin again, them deuces, I must throw your peace.
You know what, yo? You a beer. You should have a travel agent, cause you a trip. You should make your own toilet tissue since you the shit. But all you got is some fucking issues, you fucking bitch. I hate me, but I love your mom. Give her a kiss for me, her second son. Get your mind right, baby, you'll get your dish together. You gon' be hot a little while, I'ma be rich forever. Girls seducers, they come in deuces. But when I cut them off, they always become a nuisance. Noobs take my old flows and they take my old swag. He just took my old bitch and turned it to his new bitch. I'm stupid, but I won't get my drama on. What I'm dealing with is too real for me to comment on. They finally got it through my head, not to run my mouth. So when y'all talk about you know who, I don't know who you talking about.
According to my old bitch, I be on some new-ish. She was on some old-ish, now I got a new bitch. Think I give two, you ain't gon' do. Meet my two fingers, intro, deuces, deuces. If you knew better, you do better. Wanna give the middle finger, but I got two
so
better.
So diss me even though you know it's wrong. No, you gon'
diss me even though you gon' go.
Rizzy voice, now I'm ghost baby, four door Rizzy Royce. Tryna work it out might be a bad business choice. I'm about my business, boys, plus I make paper. Come on, that's old news, yesterday's paper. Oh, you talking? What about? If it ain't how I kept you studded out, your mind's well, shut your mouth. You never score another me, I shut it out. Act like it's gum in your head, girl, cut it out.
The farewell email from a female, but I'm a player, I ain't gonna tell you all the details. What it entails is hard to say, like selling seashells by the seashore. But she's not a bore, but neither a whore. Who needs to know more? The kind you can't ignore, but want to open the door for. Or when in your favorite store and leave with all them shopping bags and half of it ain't yours. I did things for, ain't rich, ain't poor. I wanted to do more, but hell, I just ain't no. Well enough to know if this was all that she came for, but enough to know tonight excited she came for. Times to my cousin's house to see if I was there. Get your minds out the gutter, man, we out here trying to have a good time. And here I am all heavy with the words where somebody that's a nerd likely fast forward, but they ask for it. It's hard to throw up the deuces, cause when you know it's juicy, you start to sound like Confucius when making up excuses. Chase cabooses took the track gone. I gotta find me a new locomotive. Stop making sad songs.
I'm on some new shit. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say bye bye, say bye bye, say bye bye to her. You make me wanna say bye bye, say bye bye, say bye bye to her.
Nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Steph Nasty still in the building with us.
I sure am, baby.
Damian Lemon.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday, homie.
Ah, good looking out. Appreciate
Scorpio?
That. Scorpio season.
True.
There you go. You?
Virgo.
Uh-oh, well, you know.
Well, too bad tried. For you. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. All mm-hmm. right, so we played that Steph Nasty joint, Beamer, Benz, and Bentley.
Yes, sir.
He was telling me behind the scenes that the producer was actually feeling the track and
right, yeah, yeah.
And the other producer for the Loving You No More. We want to get that coming up soon. So yeah, definitely need to check it out. So the last time you were here, you were, was it before the
UMAs? Yeah, I actually won. It was before. Right. When we came here, it was right before.
Okay.
And like a week or two after that, I found out, you know, went to the ceremony and we won. We beat Ninth Wonder, High Tech, Static Selector, Jake One, you know, for Producer of the Year. And that was really cool because at the time, it was groundbreaking in a sense because we were able to defeat producers who had more work out there and had bigger names, so to speak. But I believe that our fan base and our relevancy spoke for itself. Like, you know, numbers don't lie how they say. You know what I'm saying? That was like a vote-based competition.
From the people.
It was from the people.
What's so this? What was this?
Underground Music Awards 2009.
Oh, all right. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, I mean, those people have amazing, impressive resumes. But for the Beat Bangers to beat them, it's like it says something. And our campaign was crazy. We had people like Troy Tiller, Little Mo, Black Butterfly, Winter Gordon, Lydia Caesar. I'm just Wardell from BMI. We had just so many people. Like, it must have been a 30 people campaign. Mm. We got people to do drops for us, and just that was a great marketing tool, and it really helped. It was like at least 2,000 per video, 2,000 views per video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and having people campaign for us was really, really. It showed me this power if you were to use your own resources.
And have you worked with any quote unquote big names, anybody in the mainstream right now, or do you look forward to working with anyone that's out in the mainstream right now?
Right now, my main focus is more
building your brand,
building my brand, and building my company's brand, and working with independent artists and underground artists. Because I feel that as a great producer, you should be able to take whatever's thrown at you. Someone throws you a baby, you should be able to make them sound hot. I'm exaggerating.
Catch the baby.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever, like whatever someone throws your way, you should be able to make that hot. It shouldn't be, well, only if I'm with Beyonce or Usher, can you make a hit record, or can you make something substantial? If you can take anything, like for me, it's taking it into, like I have my guest here, Jay Hype. Like working with him, he has like mad views on YouTube. He's lots of subscribers. Like,
he's a little mellow. He's not hype right now.
Nah, he's very mellow. But like taking unknown artists like that and making something of it, making it substantial, just like the Underground Music Awards. We had no big placements at that time, but we made it substantial. Same thing with myself. I'm not the best singer, but I took myself and I'm molded.
There's a lot of people right now that's not the best singer, but they get Grammys.
But it's about how you package it, and it's how you promote and market it. And I think I'm a true visionary, and I know how to do that. So.
Okay. Visionary.
Yeah, like
visionary.
Diddy, kind of, sort of. Gotta have vision. It's not just about singing and producing or playing. It's about putting it together and executing.
All right, so your ideal record right now.
Yeah.
What would it be?
For who?
For anybody. You can pick the artist. I know that you worked with Trey Songz in the beginning, but like somebody hot right now. Who do you think is hot right now anyway?
Honestly, I'm a fan of Miguel. Okay. He's a new artist on Jive.
I want to hear something else from him because I swear,
got some really cool records.
What's the song?
All I Want Is You.
All I want is you. They got like 5 remixes. That's all I hear.
Dope. He's dope. Kanye West is dope. 30 Seconds to Mars, they're dope. Jasmine Sullivan, a few people. Drake. I like him.
Yeah.
I know.
So if your ideal record, if you can pick any of those artists that you just named,
you know what, if I could take, you know, it would be crazy right now if I was able to take Miguel, Lupe Fiasco, and Jasmine Sullivan and myself on one record. I think that would be phenomenal.
Like,
that would be groundbreaking.
Self in it. Make sure.
Always. Yeah.
Make sure.
That would be phenomenal.
But no Diddy.
No.
But no Diddy. Okay, so who do you I just had it on the tip of tongue.
I just like putting I like putting unique people. No, I'm not gonna pause that one. That's actually good. That's a good thing.
Hey. Oh no. All right, so Quincy Jones.
Right.
He's a pioneer. He's definitely been in this game forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's our favorite producer.
Right.
He has, I guess he's working on some greatest Quincy Jones thing right now. Okay, so in the summer or spring, he released Secret Garden.
Right.
Secret Garden is my ish.
I love that song. Original.
When I was a kid.
Right.
That was my ish. I didn't know what they were singing about.
Yep.
I just knew that when Barry White came on.
Barry White.
That was it.
El DeBarge, I'll Be Sure.
So, this week, he released.
Oh, boy. I know where this is going.
PYT. Oh,
right.
I think I saw that.
With auto-tune T-Pain.
Right.
You know, I listened to 30 seconds of it because I tried. Because, you know, T-Pain, we talk a lot of crap about T-Pain, but we always be in the club snapping our fingers and going to the bartender. You understand? So I heard this and I was like, you know, let me give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he is kind of talented. People do, you know, go to him and he's doing his thing.
Right. So you want to know from me.
So I listened to 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I could not listen anymore.
Couldn't
and it's
not
because
longer.
I don't know if it's because it's a Michael Jackson song,
right,
or if it's because T-Pain is doing a Michael Jackson song, or if it just sounds horrible. Period.
My opinion on it, I heard it and then I listened to his rebuttal on singersroom.com.
When he spazzed?
He always spazzed. I wouldn't call it a spazz. He was
like, they don't buy my music.
Right. It was a press release.
T-Pain,
you know,
yeah.
Oh, spazz, I would say that.
I feel like when he was writing it, he was like, yeah, and I'm taking it.
My take on it, for one, the record wasn't put together very well. I don't think Quincy Jones had very much input on it because his level, the quality of music and the quality of content that he's been releasing through his career is just staggering. So I don't want to say, I don't, something tells me he wasn't too much involved in putting it together in the final product and orchestrating it. Second of all, it sounds like T-Pain kind of just threw it together himself because his body work is impressive itself.
He
uses auto-tune, but he's dope. Like, let's not get it messed up.
I can't knock him because I do be in a club.
Let's not get it messed up. Shorty Snapping was a smash. You know what I'm
saying?
I'm Sprung was a smash. Like, he had really great songs. Like, let's not get
it. Chain.
Them big ass Nouveau and Ciroc chains.
Low by Flow Rider was a smash. Like, this guy's a hitmaker.
He goes hard.
He doesn't throw
things together.
Yeah.
This is a
do you think it was just like,
I just don't
I'm
think,
in a studio, let's just see what's gonna happen?
I just don't think it was put together well. Like, he's capable of great music, and I think it wasn't. I don't know whether it's the engineers, whoever's in charge of the final product, whether it's Quincy or the A&R, somebody dropped the ball. But I wouldn't totally blame T-Pain. He did his verse. Maybe they could have mixed it better, put less auto-tune in certain places.
Or maybe they could have just left PYT alone.
They should have left that shit. Come on.
Because I tell you one thing. I tell you one thing.
Come on. Listen.
I tell you one thing.
All praises due to
you touch anything else on Off the Wall.
Right.
It's going to be a problem.
That's not even that. I mean, it's just.
Anything else.
We Are the World Remix. Honestly. We Are the World Remix. Come on. Wait.
You know what? These records are being poorly executed. And I think they mean well, but having good intent. You know, they say the road to hell is laced with good intentions.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel possibly that
you're
that,
trying to say Quincy Jones is going to hell? Is that what you're saying? Steph Nash, is that what you're saying? Okay.
I am saying that that's indicative of where this industry that's indicative of where this industry is headed and where it's been. So you need people like myself. You need beat bangers. You need people like that to bring good music back. You need people that understand how to make records. I'm not the best singer, and I do use auto-tune, but not to the extent that T-Pain does, and I arrange my stuff in a way that's pleasing to the ear and makes the people excited.
All right, we're going to get into some more music. We'll come back, and I also wanted to talk about another song that was released this week. They got a lot of buzz on the internets.
Okay,
what's that?
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. So keep it locked to the Coco Love Chronicles on WBNB 87.9 The Biz. This is Fantasia, Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Keep it locked.
Every now and then I still get a flashback of the time I spent thinking you could be that one. Should I have just kept your love? Yes, I understand we didn't have some good times. On the other hand, kept me crying all night. It was too much for my mind. So even though I left you, I can't forget you. 'Cause when I think about you, it's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. Guess I'll always love you. It's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. When we were together, you ain't treat me right. Damn, I really love ya, I ain't gonna lie. 'Cause when I think about you, it's bittersweet. I still have
gave me. Start to throw it out. Something always stops me, yeah. I'm not as over you as I say. Oh, deep inside my heart, I made the right decision, but it's kinda hard when your mind is thinking, oh, oh, oh. Did I make a big mistake? Even though I let you, can't forget you. Cause when I think about you, it's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. Guess I'll always love you. It's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. When we were together, you ain't treat me right. Damn, I really love ya, I ain't gonna lie. Somebody's gonna get hurt out of this situation, and you just hope it's not you. At times, part of me wants you, part of me don't. Part of me is missing you, part of me is gone. Part of me is saying that the love is still strong. Part of me is letting go. So even though I let you, can't forget you.
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for checking us out. You know how we do. That was Fantasia with Bittersweet. And yeah, so before the break, we were talking about another song that hit the waves, the internets. MC Hammer. You better run, 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 run. Yeah. You know what I think?
What do you think?
He was sitting home, bored.
Right.
And was just like, who's hot? Who's making all this money right now? I'm going to go at Jay-Z. Like, how do you just... Like, the first of all, I watched the whole video, too. Right. I watched it from beginning to end. He had some guy with man breasts running through the woods.
Man breasts, nice.
He had a devil mask.
You know what? Seeing that video.
Is he a preacher now?
He is a preacher, but I just think.
Oh, he is a preacher. He got a super church?
Creflo Dollar style.
Yo, that's how he getting his money?
It's just, I don't know. It was poorly executed, yo.
It
was poorly executed. He meant well, but he's out of touch.
Did he mean well?
He did, but he didn't execute it right. It seems like he's one of them people that doesn't have the right people around him to say, that's whack. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Or you should do it this way. It seemed like he orchestrated it all himself. And there was nobody to say.
Nobody saying no, because he got a bunch of yes men. Because yes, everybody see, in the back say that, yeah. Saying, yes, go yeah, for yeah, it. Go it's for dope. It's hot. No,
yo,
it's
bring
not.
Back. This will be a comeback.
It's not. It's not.
You can't surround yourself
with yes
men.
You look crazy.
It's true.
You look upset. Insane.
I was offended.
And it's, you know, I am a Jay-Z fan.
Me too.
And if this supposed Illuminati exists.
Right.
Where's my invite? Because for a couple months,
you want to be in the club
to get this rent paid, I will join. I will shave my head.
Oh, shit.
What? Let me know. All right. The Coco Love Chronicles at Gmail. Send my application.
Nice.
All right. You know, I'm getting saved on the day after Christmas. So you got until December 26th to send me my invite. And then, you know,
dead wrong.
I mean, I'm saying, if it really exists, if you can really sell your soul to the devil to be put on.
I don't think it's not necessarily be put on, but probably, you know, to reach a certain echelon.
But does this exist? I need to know somebody that's on their deathbed that, you know, that found the Lord.
Right.
After all was said and done, and said, you know what, I sold my soul to the devil. I sold my soul to the highest bidder so I can be put on.
Highest bidder.
I need to know if this is something that really happened so that I can put forth my application.
I'm good money. You can hold that.
You know what I saw?
What'd you say?
This movie. Who's the hot white girl that everybody loves?
Lindsay Lohan?
No, Megan Fox. And she had a movie, and she was like a demon or something. It was supposed to be a scary movie. Yeah. And these rockers found her, and they had to sacrifice a quote-unquote virgin. But in the movie, she's not a virgin. But she lied and said that she was a virgin. Okay. And so when she was killed, when they sacrificed her, she turned into a demon, and they basically, you know, she was a sacrifice so that they can be rich rock stars.
Wow, crazy.
Like, I just want to know if this is something. If I know you wouldn't.
I don't want no parts of that. Thank you. No parts.
The Coco Love Chronicles will, however, look over the application.
Look over it
and see what I can get from it.
Oh, thanks.
I don't want to sell my soul to the devil, though. But our soul is not ours to sell.
It's not.
You know, we don't want to go to church. Do we want to go to church? No, we won't go to church.
No, we won't go to church.
Because we've been talking about some heathen stuff.
We have.
And we are all God's children.
We are God's
children. So we cannot sell our souls.
But you know what's funny about that? To me,
if I can join the Illuminati, if it does exist.
You know what's funny to me about God's children?
I'll shave my head.
You know what's funny to me? It's the fakest people, the fakest, most weak-minded people be in church doing music. You know what I'm saying? Claiming to be righteous. Mm. But maybe the most negative, nasty people in the world. It's scary.
Mm.
Isn't it? You don't think so?
Oh, no. I know so. And then a lot of the people that's in the church are doing a lot of shady things. Hello, Eddie Long.
Oh, snap. So-called Christians, right?
You know what I mean? But you know what? The people that are out there that say, this is the reason why I don't go to church. No, that's not the reason you don't go to church. You don't go to church for other reasons. This one man is not the reason why you don't go to church.
You know
it just
what?
So happens that he fell.
I think to me.
He fell from his grace.
I think, but that's
that should never be an excuse.
That's indicative of just like the culture and where we're at now. Like, we're at an all-time low as far as the culture, as far as music, as far as everything. And honestly, people that say they're Christians, I think there's a lot of people that so-called Christians that they're going to hell a lot faster than so-called heathens will.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'll be the first to say it. Like, no, I don't go to church every single Sunday. I have a relationship with God, and I think there's like this is like this fake thing where it's like, oh, I'm a Christian, I go to church, I talk and speak in tongues, I dance, I do all this. I play in church, I know all the scriptures, but they don't really live by it. It's all surface. And it's funny to me, especially in the music industry, all these so-called Christians that they're the most negative, spiteful, judgmental people, and it's just ugly and nasty. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Okay, you're right.
I think I am right. Crazy, right? They always like to say, you know, the Lord this, God said this, and
don't
I'm
put
blessed.
Don't put my God in front of your heathen ish.
It's crazy.
But a lot of people do that.
They do.
We're gonna test something out.
That's cool.
Because I was running back and forth, and if I find out this damn CD is working, it's gonna be a problem. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying.
So we're just going to test it out and see what's going on right quick. Yeah, no, it's not.
Classic.
I love WBNB, though. I love WBNB. I've been here for so long.
Classic.
And I try to give it, you know, all its credit and praise because this is, you know, this is my home. This is my family,
that's
you
cool.
know. But, you know.
It's all good, man.
But I'm glad that you came.
I'm glad I came too. It's important for me to be able to express how important music is to me and how important these records are. You know what I'm saying? Because these records are more than just music. You know what I'm saying? It's my life. Like, if you listen to Loving You No More, that's autobiographical. You know what I'm saying? Even my Find Your Love remix that I did with Jaden the Cure and Gwen Chambers.
Do you plan on releasing any original music?
Definitely. I'm always working on. That's why I'm up so late.
I'm up working on material. Like, I'm always writing, recording, making tracks. I just work really hard, and I'm always working on my own stuff as well as other people's material. But I'm very self-contained right now and focused on my camp right now and my movement.
The Beat Bangers.
Beat Bangers. Yeah, man. We got a special, special artist that we're cultivating, and some writers and, you know, musicians and things like that that we're developing and trying to make this crazy movement. You know, I'm kind of spearheading it as, like, the, I guess, the marquee artist, but, you know, there's some great, great talented that, it's people that surpass my talent by far that's going to be coming next. So if you like what I'm doing, you'll love what's coming next. Believe okay. that. Believe that.
So who'd you want to get at, Steph? Because you was definitely hitting up the tweets.
Word.
Going in.
Who I wanted to get at? Well, I see a lot right now. You know, I have this saying that it's like, you know, when a plane is taking off, mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of turbulence as it's breaking through the stratosphere, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where I'm at in my career. Like, I'm taking off, and there's a lot of turbulence. And I think it's due to a lot of, you know, envy and jealousy by, you know.
Do you ever think that you'll become so Hollywood that the people that knew you in the past wouldn't even be able to recognize you?
You know what's crazy to me? What I say to that is, me and my protege, Chrissy Love, we say a lot of the time, people like to say to us, you know, don't forget about me when you blow up. It's like, don't forget about me now.
Yeah.
You know, like, people like to think it's the person that's doing success, it's the person that's successful, they change. A lot of times people change around you, mm-hmm. and it forces you to change.
If you can't change the people around you, change the people around you.
Thank you. Exactly. And I think
I'm ready to blow up, because I tell you one thing. I mean, I can't say that people haven't been supportive of me right. and everything that I've been doing, because I do have a good support system, and right. I'm grateful for that. And I think that if I didn't, I'd probably be, I don't know. Maybe right. I'd work harder, though.
Well, see, the thing,
I feel like if I had more people not believing in right. me, then I probably wouldn't. Then I'd probably just be like, all right.
Well, I mean, it's great
let
to
me
have
work
it's,
hard.
To me, it's great to have support. But a lot of my motivation comes from people that that doubt. You know what I'm saying? And lately, the better I do, the more people that I see used to be my friends or used to be cool with me, so to speak. I just see how hateful and jealous they are. And it's just, I guess it shows me that I must be doing something right. Because I think people like to see you when you're not doing well. Like,
no,
it,
yeah, it, misery
it makes,
loves company.
It makes them feel more comfortable in the space that they're in. But when you start transcending mm-hmm. and doing better, it makes them feel uncomfortable and insecure about where they are. Mm-hmm. So I think they like to tug and pull on your success and make you feel bad about doing what you're doing. And a lot of times it's people that you may have helped or put money mm-hmm. in their pocket, which is, to me, I put money in people's pockets and giving people opportunities. And those same people are turning around trying to, you know, take stabs at me, and it's weak-minded.
Haters is never about the person being hated. It's like, all about the hater
to
itself.
Me,
because
I think they're misguided.
You can't even take right. anything that they say or do personally, because this is them. This is not. It right. has nothing to do with you, because you just waking up every day
doing
what you set forth to do.
Right.
It's nothing that they have done that can make you change what you're gonna do.
I just think there's a way to go about it, and I think deep inside they're fans, but they just don't know how to channel that energy the proper way. You know how they say there's a thin line between love and hate?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. For mm-hmm. in order for you to hate somebody, you have had to love them at some
yes.
point.
Yes, you have to be. Yes.
So true, man.
Damn.
I'm preaching right now.
I need to get right back onto the Coco Love Chronicles. I've been having guests for a couple of weeks now, and okay. I haven't really been focused on the Coco Love part of the Chronicles.
Well, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Either way.
Thank you.
You open doors for people.
I try.
You open a door for me right now.
I'm trying to open doors for Coco. Illuminati. Holla at the kid if you do exist.
Well, you're doing great to me. I think, you know, I'm inspired by you all the time. Like, it's in this business, it's really hard to make it. You know what I'm saying? It's the strongest will survive. Especially as a female. So I think just being focused and being just determined and just having that dedication, it's gonna pay off, mm-hmm. you know, but it just takes so much investing into yourself and having that relentless belief that
you're gonna make it.
Right, relentless. Like, nobody can't tell me nothing.
Word. All right. Thank you so much, yeah, Steph. Yeah. We have more than, no, wait, Universal Music Control. Universal Mind Control. Shout out to them. I usually come on after them, so I never have to really introduce them. I just know that they are, you know, good kids. So shout out to them. They're still students here, so they still have to deal with the Baruch policy Coco Love don't.
Shout out to security downstairs.
Shout out to security. And once again, shout out to Kanye's penis. And thank you, everybody, for checking us out. Pause. This is the Coco Love Chronicles. I love you. Next week, 6 to 7, WBNBradio.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. All right. Peace.
Peace, y'all.